Evangelist A.A. Allen. Now, by special film transcription, we take you under the A.A. Allen Miracle Revival Big Top. Join us in this service. Receive the blessings of God's power manifest under the anointed ministry of A.A. Allen.
Over my head is a scripture reference. Read it with me. These signs shall follow them that believe. Them that believe what? Somebody said, well, he probably was born of a preacher. His daddy was probably a preacher. Probably his father before him was a minister. He was probably raised in a Christian home. Listen, my daddy died a drunkard. Somewhere tonight in the regions of the doomed and the damned is my father. Grew up a church member, but without God. A choir director in a great church. A great singer and a great musician. But died a drunkard. Never born again. I was 23 years old before anyone ever told me Jesus died for my sins. Raised up in the worst kind of circumstances. In a poor home. But hear me. One day in 1934, God performed a miracle and directed me into an old-fashioned country Methodist church. But 22 years ago, knelt at an old-fashioned altar after the altar call was made. But when they even brought me up to the altar, they asked the question, everybody who would like to be loose from their sins and set free from their sins said, stand and come down here. I went and two other people went. The other two turned around and went back and left me alone. There happened to be a lady evangelist in a Methodist church. And finally, after 30 minutes of interviewing and speaking with me, because they knew who I was and knew my reputation, they thought I had come to break up the old-fashioned revival meeting in the Methodist church. And finally, they said, you really mean business with God? Well, I said, yes, lady, why would I come? Didn't you say that if I meant business, come? Well, she said, would you kneel? Well, I said, lady, I didn't know I was supposed to kneel. I've never seen anybody pray. I've never seen anybody get their sins forgiven. She said, will you kneel? I said, yes. I would have knelt a long time ago, only I didn't know. I've never heard anyone pray. I knelt, and at an old-fashioned altar, 22 years ago, was what God's done for me. He's done for me in 22 years. Jesus spoke peace to my heart, took away the burden, loosed me and liberated me and set me free and saved my soul. Got a little old Ford Roadster, a little old Model T with a top let down. They called it a one-man top. Remember back in those days? Drove home the happiest man in the world. Walked into her, my mother said, what in the world's happened to you? Because I was singing, there's power in the blood. I said, I just got saved. She said, you're as crazy as a loon. I never heard you say anything like that. Power in the blood, power in the blood. And all next day I was singing power in the blood and standing on the promises because I had found something in God's word. All my 22 years, 23 years, I had starved to death for this. My mother called me aside and said, son, you're losing your mind. You'll be as crazy as a loon. We'll have to send you off to a psychopathic ward. They'll have to take you up to Nevada. That happened to be the city in our state that boasted the mental institution. She said, you're reading your Bible too much. She said, every time I look at you, you're reading the Bible. And when you're not reading the Bible, you're telling somebody what you've been reading. She said, you're spending all your time up here in a Pentecostal church. And when you're not in church, you're over there talking to the preacher. And they tell me now that you're at an old-fashioned altar, night after night with your hands up, asking God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. She said, oh my God, son, don't go any further than you've gone. Don't get that. Because they tell me that if you ever get that, it'll do something for you that salvation won't do. And she said, you've got too much religion already. She said, there's no need of you praying all the time, and now you're paying your tithes. And you, night after night, you're in church. You even live at the preacher's house or live at church. And now you're giving your tithe to the Lord. And I hear you're asking God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. She said, won't you leave that Holy Ghost business alone? For she said, I have inquired, and they tell me that if you ever get filled with what you call that Holy Ghost, it'll do something for you that salvation won't do. And she said, you've got too much salvation now. And she said, honestly, I'm afraid for you that if you get any more religion, what's going to happen? But just 1 month later, God baptized this Methodist with the Holy Ghost and fire, according to the second chapter of Acts. Amen. In the meantime, I had been starving for 23 years for God.
Amen.
And this is a big book, you know.
Amen.
And you can't read all this in a day.
No.
You can't read all of it in a month.
No.
But I was so hungry, just like a man who had starved to death physically for months and months, and then sit down to a table loaded with all good things. And I'd open my Bible, I would starve for years for this. And I'd say, oh Lord, today as I read the Bible, let me somehow, Lord, lead me to read the verses and the places where I can grow in grace the fastest and have strength and power to resist the devil and live for God. And I just opened my Bible. These signs... It just seemed automatically God had just helped me reopen the Bible. All these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall cast out devils. These signs shall follow them that believe. Them that believe. Oh, that means me.
Yeah.
Oh, I say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to claim it. I'm going to lay my hands on the sick and they're going to recover. Oh, Lord, help me. Hell, help me today. Lord, just help me to stumble on it, just to run onto the verses that'll bless me. Good. Yea, he that believeth on me, as the scripture have said. I said, oh Lord, I believe on you. Just like the Bible says, yea, the works that I do shall you do also. Greater works than these shall you. Greater works than these. I didn't argue with God. I said, Lord, it's in the book.
Yeah.
It's in the book. It's in the book. Can I believe it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I claim it, Lord. I claim it, Lord. I claim it for me. Here's the young man that... Oh, what's this? I would not have you ignorant, brethren, 1 Corinthians 14, concerning spiritual gifts, covet earnestly the best gifts, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another the gift of healing, and he divides to every man, I'm a believer, this is God's word.
Amen.
God can't lie.
Right.
It means me.
Why,
it means me. It means me. And I pray, I fast and pray, and say, oh God, I'll never be satisfied till I have the gift of healing, the gift of miracles. I'll never be satisfied till I lay my hands on the sick and see them recover. Listen,
Amen.
In 2 years' time, I was preaching this Bible after God saved me.
Amen.
I hadn't even read it all, but I was preaching it. But I want you to know this. This promises are yea and amen to all that believe.
Amen.
Many a time I'd say, Lord, I'm going to fast and pray until I hear from heaven and you're going to tell me what's wrong. I knew somehow the answer was in here.
Yes.
I knew that if I had time to read it all, but I hadn't even read it all yet. But I thought, Lord, there's a shortcut. And if I can find the shortcut, why don't you somehow speak to me?
Yes.
Lord, why don't you somehow talk to me?
Amen.
Why, you talked to Moses on the Mount. You talk to Peter, you talk to Paul, you talk to other people. Why don't you talk to me? And I thought, if God would just talk to me, it'd be a lot quicker. And then I'd be sure, and I'd know what was wrong. Many a time I'd say, Lord, I'm going to fast and pray till I hear from heaven, until you reveal to me the thing that's wrong. But every time I made up my mind to fast and pray, the devil would get the victory. I'd fast 2 or 3 days, but I never did fast and pray until I heard from heaven, until God revealed to me what was wrong.
Amen.
I was in my first church in a little town way over in Colorado, and that was in September 1937. That was 20 years ago. And I got so hungry for God and for God's power and his signs following, I said to my wife, I said, honey, don't you cook another meal for me. I'll not sit down to this table. I'll not swallow another bite of food until I hear from heaven. I said, I'm going to fast. If it takes a month, if it takes 2 months, live or die, sink or swim, I'm going to fast and pray until God somehow speaks to me in a supernatural way. I said, God's word is true. God's promise is true. And there's nothing wrong with God, neither God's word, but there's something wrong with me. And I'm going to fast and pray until God speaks from heaven and God tells me and shows and reveals to me in a supernatural way why I can't heal the sick and see the miraculous. Went into a prayer closet in the bedroom, closed the door, and I said, Lord, I'm going to fast and pray. Took my old Bible with me, and that's all it took. Knelt beside an old cardboard box stored with winter clothing, closed the door behind me. It was as dark as night. Raised my hands and prayed and sought God till noon. But when noon came, my wife started a meal, and the odors of the meal started drifting around and got through the cracks of the closet, and I smelled beef stew. And in 30 seconds' time, I was in the dining room being served. She poured me a bowl, and she said, I thought you were fasting today. I said, well, honey, I meant to. She said, I understand, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. I took one bite of that beef stew, and God spoke to me while the beef was still in my mouth. God said, son, till you want to know the answer more than you want beef stew, till you want the power of God and signs and wonders and miracles more than you want food, till you want God more than you want anything in the world, you'll never hear from heaven or have the power of God. I took the bite of beef out of my mouth and laid it on the corner of my plate. Got to my feet, the tears were running down my face. God had preached me a sermon. I said to my wife, honey, I mean it. Amen. I said, I'm going back. And this time I'm going to stay. Amen. And I said, go with me. Lock the door behind me. Don't open it till I ask you to. But I'll never ask you to unlock the door until I have heard from heaven. In that prayer closet on my knees, days passed, weeks, months, years, decades, as far as I was concerned, I lost all track of time. I don't know how long I was in there, whether it was minutes, hours, weeks, months, or years. I know it couldn't have been years. But one thing I know, I fasted and I prayed until. It was night, I know that. Because when I came out of that closet, it was dark and the lights were on. But suddenly, the closet began to get light. And I thought, well, I must have fell asleep. And my wife must have opened the door, and the light was coming through the door, but I hadn't heard her open the door. And I felt behind me, and the door was still closed. I thought, well, she hasn't opened the door. Amen. There wasn't a light on me in that closet. No one could have turned it. And then I saw it coming, a great bright light. It was God's glory. It come closer and closer and closer and closer. That closet got lighter and lighter and lighter, and suddenly Jesus came with it. I closed my eyes. I was scared to death. I was going to see him. He hovered over me, and I heard him speak. To make a long story short, listen. God preached to me 13 sermons. Everyone under a different heading telling me there were 13 things, 10 and 3. Little things, not big sins, but little sins. That stood between me and the power of God. That clogged the channel that kept the power of God from flowing and operating through me. And after God had spoken to me, I said, oh, Lord, why, I never heard such sermons in my life. I'll never forget them even to this day. And in fact, I have placed them in a book. It's called The Price of God's Miracle Working Power. 13 chapters, 13 sermons, 13 things that stood between me and healing the sick, performing miracles, and casting out devils. Spoken. I had on a pair of old bib overhauls. I found a little pencil. It was a wooden pencil. The lead was broken off. I sharpened it with my teeth. It was the only thing I had to write with. And I said, oh God, give me that list again. Though I somehow felt I could never forget them, yet I wanted to be sure I remember them. And God spoke to me the 13 items again. And there with my eyes closed, I wrote them on the corner of an old cardboard box. After I had the list, God's glory and presence departed. But here's what God said. God said, son, in your hand I've given you a list. And when you mark the last item, the shortcomings, the failures, the faults, and the sins in your heart. Little things, not big things. When you mark them off or place them on the altar of consecration, you shall no longer wonder why you can't heal the sick. But said, as in my name you preach the word, you shall not only heal the sick, but behold, I give you power over all the power of the devil. Amen. God's glory lifted and his presence departed, but in my hand was the price of God's miracle working power. Amen. How many would like to have it in your lives tonight? How many would like to have the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, the gift of discernment, the gift of prophecy, wisdom and knowledge? It's according to God's word. I began to pound on the door because I had torn the corner from the cardboard box. I cried, I hollered, Lexi, Lexi, let me out. That was my wife. It seemed a decade before she ever came. And finally she opened the door. And as she opened the door, I stood there. The first thing she says is that, oh, honey, you've been with the Lord. I said, yes. She said, what's that in your hand? I said, it's the price we've got to pay if we preach to the Midlands and we heal the sick and fulfill the Great Commission. Now, I tell you this, we sat down that night and began to mark things from that list and marked them all off but two. And I carried that list in my Bible for 13 long years with two things on it. Telling God, I didn't think it was quite necessary for me to go so far as to take some of these little things and mark them off. Other people were doing them and were guilty of them, even my best preacher friends. And if they could do it, why couldn't I? God said, they're not healing the sick or casting out devils. 13 years later, on my knees, I opened the Bible and God said, there's two things on your list. If you mark them off, I'll do what I promised to do 13 years ago. And I pulled a pencil out of my pocket and I said, God, I have fought the last time, and I marked them off. And from that day to this, the power of God has been on my life, and the power of God has been on my ministry. But listen, that was 7 years ago. And every one of you that have followed our ministry, remember this, that just 7 years ago, we got in our first big tent. People began to march over ramps like this. Eyes began to be opened. Deaf ears began to unstop. God began to even perform the miraculous. And from that day to this, I said humbly, I don't boast, but I said humbly, it's because somewhere, somebody paid the price when the lame man walked after the day of Pentecost. The apostle Paul paid the price on the Damascus Road. Philip paid the price in the first assembly at Jerusalem. God sent him forth with signs and wonders and miracles. People today that are bringing deliverance to the multitudes have paid a price. Listen, I don't say this to sell or send a book, but the price of God's miracle working power is now in 11 different languages, read around the world. Many people say it's the book next to the Bible. I'll tell you this, if you'll read it, you'll never stop until you finish the last page. God than anything you have ever read. Ask for it. Write me. Say, Brother Allen, send me the book, The Price of God's Miracle Working Power. 13 sermons straight from heaven that I guarantee will open your heart, clean out the channel, and put the power of God in your life so you can heal the sick, cast out devils. But hear me, friend, there's a price you've got to pay. You here under this tent tonight, if you pay the price, God will give you the signs following. God will give you the gifts of the Spirit. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
You there in your home can have the power of God. Many of you want to be healed, but I'm going to tell you this. You ought to be interested in healing others.
Amen.
How many would be willing tonight to put everything down at the bleeding feet of Jesus? Lay all at the cross of Calvary if the Lord would just give you the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, signs and wonders and miracles, and let these signs follow you because you have faith to believe it. If you would, stand to your feet right quick. Everybody stand. I know every one of you want the power of God in your life tonight. We're coming down this altar. We're going to gather around here by the thousand. You're going to stand up here just as close as you can. I want you to feel the ramp first and then stand around as close as you can. I want you to get as close as you can and hear me. God is going to move in power tonight. And for every one of you that come, you're going to receive something. Come running down these aisles. Fill up the ramp first from both ends.
Amen.
You there in your home, raise your hands to heaven. I am going to pray that God will send the greatest anointing, power of His presence, He has ever sent to you and to your life. Here's what I want you to do. Whether you're in your home there miles away from this tent, or whether you're under this canvas tonight, everybody raise both hands. Both hands. Now everybody pray with me. Pray with me. My Father, in Jesus' name, let thy glory and let thy power come down in this place tonight. Remove and reveal and remove all the sins that may be in the hearts of this people. Show them that which must be removed before they can have signs and wonders and miracles. And oh God, out there in the homes of the multitudes, revealed to them that they too can have the power of God in their lives if they'll only believe. Meet us here and meet the multitudes there, Lord. Bring it to pass in Jesus' name that this revival of signs and wonders and miracles may sweep the world and bring Jesus back. If you receive something during this telecast, write me a letter. Let me know that God has done there what he is doing here. And you got hit with a baseball when you were a child in the right eye.
That's right.
And you want God to heal you. You're blind in that eye, is that right?
That's right.
And you want God to give you sight in that eye.
That's right.
What was you doing, knocking flies?
No, I was trying to play ball, and a boy hit me now.
He just threw the ball at you?
Mm-hmm.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, that's been about 26 years ago.
About 26 years ago. Do you believe if I pray, God will restore sight to that eye?
I do.
It's this one here.
That's right.
Get ready. How many believe in God with me? Lord, here's a boy that's been injured. Ever since he's a child, he's been blind in his eye. Lord, I believe it tonight to restore sight to this blind eye. God, for the glory of God, let this man see. Cursed be this blindness. Cursed be this blindness. In the name of Jesus. Now then, brother. When I take that handkerchief off of that eye, look here, I'm going to put it on the other eye. And when I do, that's going to cover up the eye you've been seeing with, and you're going to see everything with this eye. Is that right?
That's right.
You ready? Now you're really going to see, aren't you?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, I announce this eye can see. It is no longer blind. In the name of Jesus. Pull that handkerchief over there and tell me what you see.
I see the lights.
You see the lights?
Yeah.
Turn around here and look at me. Do you see me with that eye?
Yeah.
You see me?
I see you.
Look over there at Shambok. Do you see him?
Yeah.
Do you see good out of it?
Yeah, I see pretty good out of it.
You see pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see the flag out of it?
Yeah, I see the flag.
Friends, it's done. It's done. Now, the next time you play ball, when I was a kid, I couldn't catch very good. And, you know, I forget what to call it, but they put one of those things over my face. Instead of the ball hitting my eye, it hit that...
mesh.
Yeah, that's right. Get you one. See, man. Well, bless your heart. God going to heal you tonight?
He surely is, brother.
You've been deaf in the left ear for 5 years. You've got a roaring, tormenting noise in your head.
Mm-hmm.
How long you had that torment?
I've had it about 5 years.
About
I've been
five
off and in the hospitals for sugar and other things.
Mm-hmm.
An operation for cancer on the left eye.
Yes.
And then I was up to the doctor, this specialist here in Akron. And he told me it was a blocked nerve.
I see. This is the doctor's statement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we won't read his name because that wouldn't be nice. But this is a statement that you need help. All right, you keep the doctor's statement. But God's going to give you a new ear tonight.
That's right.
And that
I know
roaring
that.
Torment's going to leave.
Right
now. How many believe God with me? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I curse this deafness. Cursed be this deafness. Cursed be this tormenting roar and noise and hissing in this head. Thou devil, withdraw all your force from this woman. I command that peace come and that this ear open in Jesus' name. What?
Oh, there was a funny noise.
What happened?
I don't know. It was just like a pistol shot or something.
Just like a pistol shot?
Yes.
And what happened when you heard that?
Well, it's open.
It's open.
That's right. It's open, brother. Give me my hat.
That's all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
What?
Thank you, Jesus.
Just like the pistol shot, it opened.
It opened. Every night I go home and I pick up the telephone to hear that buzz, and I can hear it here, and I never can hear it here, but tonight I'm going to hear it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Going to hear it now with the left ear, the telephone.
That's right.
Well, wait a minute. Now, what about all that noise? It's gone, too.
Yes, it has.
It has.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Are you glad?
Oh, yes. It's gone.
Everybody praise the Lord with us. Isn't Jesus good? Don't you love him?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Here's a little lady with the blessing of God all upon her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I believe God's going to heal her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You see this
Hallelujah.
Cane?
Hallelujah.
You know what it means?
Hallelujah.
This is a blind woman.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe you need this cane anymore?
No, I don't.
You don't believe you need it anymore?
No, because God's going to heal me.
God's going to heal it tonight?
Yes, he is.
How long have you been blind?
Well, I've been blind since 1952, since I got the first telegram about my son.
Your car says it was shocked.
Also, Brother Allen, the Lord told me tonight that my son was where me and you agreed last year in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
6 weeks ago, the Marine Corps come back, and they told me, you're the prayingest mother we ever seen. There's a possibility your son's alive, but we can't tell you where.
You believe he's
alive? But God spoke to me back under the canvas tonight.
And you believe he's going to be alive?
And he's alive.
All right, that's wonderful. We praise God for it.
Hallelujah.
Right now, for these blind eyes. This woman's been blind for numbers of years.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
She's getting ready for this.
Hallelujah.
How many believe in God with me?
Hallelujah.
Father God.
Hallelujah.
Let the power of God come upon this woman's
Hallelujah.
Eyes.
Hallelujah.
Let the power of God come upon Hallelujah. This woman's eyes.
Hallelujah.
Open these blind eyes Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, for your glory.
Hallelujah.
I ask you to do it.
Yes,
In Lord. The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Open them now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I curse this Hallelujah. Blindness in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I command this blindness go.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Brother Allen, my corneas went back in place. My corneas went back in place.
They went back in place?
My corneas.
Just then?
Yes.
Did you feel them go back
yes,
in place?
Yes, I did.
Is that why you've been blind?
Yes.
Did you feel them go in place?
Yes, I felt them go back.
All right. When I take this handkerchief off of your eyes, are you going to be able to see me?
Yes, I
am. Right now?
Yes, right now. Right now.
The corneas in your eyes have been out of place then?
Yes.
That's why you've been blind?
Yes. Hallelujah.
For that shock?
Yes. Hallelujah.
All right. How many of you are going to see when I take this handkerchief off?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of
Hallelujah.
Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
I command that you
Hallelujah.
See.
Hallelujah.
Now tell me what you see.
Well, I see your gray coat.
Oh, you do?
I see some men on the platform.
Glory!
I see some people out in the audience.
Listen, this woman's eyes are open. Her eyes are open.
Some people in the audience.
Yes.
It's a big tent and these poles kind of slanting.
Yes, that's right.
And there's big lights. And there's a yellow light over yonder.
Oh, look. She sees that yellow light on top of the sound equipment. That's a yellow light.
There's a flag right there.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn around here. God has put those... Oh, my Lord, friend, God has opened this woman's eyes. Can you tell the people what kind of a coat I'm wearing? You say it's gray.
It's a gray striped coat.
This woman's never seen me before. She has never seen me before.
I was thinking you would be a kind of a ugly guy, but you're better looking than I think you are.
Praise the Lord. Everybody stand. Let's praise God for this great miracle. Put your hands up and let's praise the Lord. Put your hands up and let's praise God. Isn't it good? Amen. There she goes.
They came and they were blessed. The weary soul found rest. He caused the blinded eyes to see. He made the lame to walk, and the dumb were made to talk. By the shores of the blue Galilee, they came and they were blessed. The weary soul found rest. He caused the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul. He made the wounded whole. By the shores of the blue Galilee. Did he do it? Did he bring peace to the hungry soul? Did he heal the wounded? If this were being televised in color, you would have gasped when they hauled this lady here, because her skin is yellow like mustard. Look at that. As yellow as the mustard you spread on your hamburgers. Is that right, preachers? Did you ever see anything like it in your life? As yellow as mustard. Somebody says that's liver trouble. Oh my God, look at that. It's as yellow as mustard. It's as yellow as the yellow bulb on that recorder. What is it? Cancer of the liver. The liver isn't acting. It's eaten away. Do you believe this is your night?
Yes, Lord.
You've heard the good
Lord,
news.
Yes, Lord.
How many would like to see her skin get normal color? Do you believe God can heal a woman that should have been dead 6 months ago? Is God greater than cancer? Could God give her a new liver? This is good news. I don't have to preach it to her. She has already heard it. She believes it. Now she has come to receive it. Amen.
Lord, I'm here, God.
They brought her shoes so she can walk home. Oh, yes. Is she dressed so she can get up? You fix her so she can get up when the power of God strikes her. Well, how many believe God will do it? Her limbs are as yellow as mustard. How many believe God is here tonight? Jesus, let the mighty power of God come upon this woman. Let the Spirit of God come upon her, Jesus. Oh, God. Let the power of the Spirit of God come upon her, Jesus. Raise her from this deathbed. In the name of Jesus. Cursed be this devil of cancer. In the name of Jesus. Jesus makes you whole. Amen. Amen. How many believe it tonight? How many believe it? Is it just the same? Stand to your feet. Stand.
stand to your feet and raise your hands, everybody. Let's stop right here. Now, about everybody, join your hands across the aisles. Join your hands across the roads. I'm praying for my friends. I'm praying for those that watch this telecast, that the Lord will touch you and that the Lord will raise you up and do for you there what he's done here. Oh, Jesus, as I pray here, let the Spirit and let the power of God bring healing and deliverance to the multitudes. Heal that dying woman. Heal that dying man. Oh, God, raise that woman from the wheelchair. Answer prayer. Open deaf ears and unstop blind eyes tonight in the name of Jesus. And all the people said, find a seat, won't you?
They came and they were blessed. The weary soul found rest. He calls the blinded eyes to see. The lame were made to walk, and the dumb tongues were made to talk by the shores of the blue Galilee. Do you believe he's just the same? Did he do it 1900 years ago? Is he doing it now? Do you believe he'll do it tonight? They came and they were blessed. The weary soul found rest. He calls the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul. The wounded were made whole by the shores of the blue Galilee. I said he fed the hungry soul. The wounded were made whole by the shores of the blue Galilee. Here is a man, I've just had a talk with him over here in the emergency section. Some time ago, he fell from a speeding truck. And this is the result. But he believes tonight is his night to be healed from the effects of this fall. How long ago was it he fell from this truck?
3 weeks ago this morning.
He's
got the Spirit. Amen. You can see he's anointed. How many believe that God will heal this man? His right side is paralyzed. Crushed his head and his skull and his brain and so forth. He had a concussion. My God. How many would like to see him raise from the stretcher and run? Just like when Peter touched the lame man at the gate. Now believe God with me. See the blessing of God upon him? Put your hands up and let's believe God tonight. Amen. God is greater than paralysis. Peter didn't look at circumstances when he paused outside the gate. He knew the man was unable to walk. He knew the man had never been able to walk, even from his mother's womb, as the scripture said. But he touched him and he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, rise up and walk. God declared that the works I do shall you do also. Greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. He's still there, but he's still moving and working. Amen. And if Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk, I believe we can scripturally say, jump up and run. Amen. Because Jesus said, even greater works than ye shall you do. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to get up without praying for him. In the name of Jesus, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of God come upon this man. My God, touch this man, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you're a liar. Brother, in the name of Jesus, jump up. Believe he's the same today. Listen just a moment. The lame were made to walk, and the dumb were made to talk by the shores of the blue Galilee. I'm going to stop here now and pray for our television audience. What God's done here, he'll do there. I said God's arm is long. And Jesus is going to stretch out his hand right now and touch you. If you've got a child that's sick and diseased and afflicted, bring them in. And as I stretch out my hands and pray, lay your hands upon them. Put your hand on the TV set. Put your hand on the Bible. Put your hand on your fixer. Everybody keep standing. Please, you're going to pray with me. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that God is going to heal you instantly. I don't care what your sickness is. I feel the anointing. How many feel the anointing? Everybody under this tent, raise your hand and silently pray with me. Just silently pray with me. Father, tonight, we stretch out our hands across the miles, across the thousands of miles. And as we do honor our faith, stretch out your hand, O God, and bring it to pass tonight. Heal the sick, heal the diseased, and let the anointing go forth across the miles. Send your word, bring deliverance to the sick, the diseased, and the afflicted. Save every sinner from Satan's prison house of sin. That view that's seen tonight, bring deliverance for body, soul, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name I ask for the glory of God. And all the people said, amen. Find a seat, please.